Solar eclipses are more rare because a smaller percentage of the area sees it. But it's really, really rare that a solar eclipse traverses the entire country of the U.S. So this has been dubbed the American eclipse because it goes literally from coast to coast. And I believe that is the reason that this eclipse has more interest than a typical one. So, you know, typically they're going to be out, and most of them are in the ocean, yeah, because most of the surface of the Earth is ocean. So most of the eclipse shadow time is spent over water. But this one, most of the eclipse shadow time is going right across our country. And so there's a lot more enthusiasm for that. I think that at some very deep level, humans are connected to the sky and curious and interested in what's going on in the sky. And one of the things we absolutely count on is that sun coming up every day. And you take the sun away, and life as we know it doesn't last very long. I mean, it's done. The party's over. So the notion that the sun goes away in the middle of the day, even if it's only for 2 minutes, it kind of, you know, awakens something that, you know, for generations upon generations, this puzzled human beings, you know, puzzled them and frightened them initially. I mean, now we know it's, you know, the cause and its alignment and its shadows, but it's still viscerally fascinating for lots of people. And I think that's one of the reasons topics like this pop up, you know, because it's got implications that are bigger than a shadow. Because if you live in a major metropolitan area, like we do here, you know, the night sky, you can see the 20 brightest stars or 30 brightest stars. So the night sky as a source of awe doesn't exist. You have to travel out to some other location where it's darker. But if you travel to an eclipse and you watch that sun disappear and you begin to see the corona, that is awesome in its true sense of the word.